Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the shadow person mad that she moved to another office, or did he just miss her?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, please share your real ghost stories with us. If you want to call in, it's 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also become a premium subscriber if you'd like to. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archives. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything?
Well, it's good. It's good.
So I want to tell you a little story.
Okay.
So Kathy has not heard this little story. That was my pen. I have no idea why I was doing that. I think it was to emphasize my story. So Tony and I were talking about this the other day. I had a ginormous tree fall in my backyard.
So big.
It's like a two-story tree.
It's really big.
And it fell. So the question a lot of people ask me is, if a tree falls in your backyard, do you hear it? No.
Well, you didn't.
No. And nor did my neighbors, who we share a fence. And they kind of, so we have really big lots here. Now, their house does not have a big lot to it. So there's basically two houses. I have my neighbor Caesar, we share a fence. I have them, we share a fence. So there's like two houses on the same size lot.
Big lot. It's a deep lot.
Yeah, deep. So the neighbors behind Caesar, so their back of the house, in my side of my yard, it's the same fence. So the other day I'm sitting here working, loud knock at the door, scared the shit out of me. And because it sounded like the police. It was that kind of knock.
Oh.
So I go to the door and it's my neighbors over there. And I'm like, hey, you guys scared the shit out of me. What are you doing at my house? And they go, oh, part of the fence, there's a section of the fence between my house and their house. One of the panels had fallen down and they wanted to come over and fix it. Which is awesome. They brought a drill over and everything. They're ready to fix it.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, you guys are awesome. So he goes out, husband goes out and fixes the fence. Wife and I are standing in my house talking. And so she used to listen to me on the radio. And she's like, what are you doing nowadays? So I told her about podcasts. I said, I podcast all day, every day. And she said, what topic do you do? I go, I do paranormal. And she goes, oh. And so a few minutes later, her husband comes in and she goes, she does paranormal podcasting. And he says, she thinks our house is haunted.
Oh, the White House?
The White House right there.
Ooh.
So when I move in to my house 3 years ago, that White House was empty. And some of my friends had looked at it to buy it and it was in pretty rough shape. And like the front yard, I don't even know what was growing in there, but like it was super woody. Like they literally had to get a backhoe for their front yard.
Yeah,
and
way
put
overgrown.
In. And now it looks great. Like they've done a really good job fixing it up. Because when they moved in, I saw it was a young couple. I'm like, those two are so over their heads. But I was so wrong because they have really done a great job. So I said, that house is haunted, you think? And she's like, oh yeah. The guy who had lived there before them, because it sat empty for quite a while, he died in the house. And I'm like, oh, that's creepy. And then he was saying that one day he was home working or doing schoolwork or something, but he's home by himself. It's quiet. And he heard the front door open and someone walked down the hall. And he's like, that's weird that she's home so early because, you know, you're in your routine. When you go to work, you come home at this time.
Right. He wasn't expecting.
Or usually if you are coming home early for whatever reason, you would say, hey, I'm coming home sick or something. But right. Or maybe you might just walk in randomly, but it's just, you know.
Or so, usually when you walk in the door, you go, hey, it's me. I'm like, I just forgot my keys. I'm coming back to do whatever.
So he hears that person walk in. And so he's like, hey, babe, are you okay? What are you doing home at this time? And so he gets up and nobody's there. And he's like, it was really weird that somebody walked in. And then they're like, yeah, we've heard, you know, people walking around and weird sounds in the house. And then she goes, well, tell her about the basement.
Oh, the basement.
And I didn't even know it had a basement.
Dun, dun,
you cannot
dun.
Tell this house has a basement. And so it's not finished. Now, I'm going to tell you this story, and you tell me if you would buy this house after seeing this. So they go down in the basement when they're looking at buying the house. It's not finished. Sounds super creepy the way they're describing it. And there, I think the laundry facilities, you know, I think that's downstairs.
I hate that, because now every time you want to do laundry,
you got to go down there.
Creepy basement.
So, and I think there's like a hallway and a couple turns to this basement. So it's not like a big open room where you walk down there and you see everything. It's not like that. So they are looking at the house and they go into this one section and he lifts up his hand. So I'm thinking like 7 feet tall because he puts his hand all the way above his head. He stretches his arms out as wide as they go. So I'm thinking probably like the entire wall basically was painted an angel of death.
What? Wait a minute. There was an angel of death painted on the wall?
In the basement. The entire wall was an angel of death. I did the same. I had that same look on my face. I was like, and you bought it?
Like angel of death. Like what picture am I trying to get in my head? Like angel of death.
Well, I can Google something. Could kind of look. Let's see.
For you listeners out there, Google angel of death real quick.
See?
Oh,
like this one.
Yeah.
So it's got this is kind of how they described it, with the big wings and like kind of skeletal face and, you know.
Oh, you got it.
So it looks evil.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Dark. Very, very, very dark, they said. And I was like, why the hell would you buy the house? So my question is, if you were house hunting, and when you and I went out house hunting for me, and we looked at all of three houses because we knew this was the one I was going to buy, but we went and looked at a couple others because that's just stupid to buy the first house you see. But if we'd have walked into any one of the houses, including this one, even though I love this one, if I'd have gone into the basement, which I don't have, but if I would have, or one of the bedrooms, and there was a angel of death painted on a wall, I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Exactly. Or I might have said $50,000 off.
Right.
You know, like, you got to cut me a deal for angel of death. If I'm going to move into angel of death house, it's got this price has to come down considerably.
I wonder if there's like, why you would paint. I'm just going to Google this. Why would you paint an angel of death on the wall? Who knows? Maybe somebody's done this
before.
There
might be a reason.
Angel of death artwork. But I don't... my AI is going, not sure why you're asking that question.
Even AI is...
I just want to know.
Okay, that's bad when AI doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So I'm like, and the funny thing is, they are the most adorable young couple. They both look like maybe 25-ish years old. They're young. They're just super cute. And so I go, you guys, like, why would you buy that house? And they're like, I know. But, you know, we got a good deal on it.
Good bones.
So I said, did you paint it over? And he said, well, so after we bought it, then her parents wanted to come look at it. So they were both like, well, we can't let him see the angel of death in the basement.
No. That would be so embarrassing.
So he goes, we had some gray paint. So I went and, you know, I think it was white paint. Put white paint all over it. But he said, I didn't have time to do the whole wall. And I said, well, then did it just look like a crime scene had occurred there? Yeah. And he said, it kind of did. So then they were like, well, this is weird. I think that looked even more strange.
I have to tell you, I would have had to take the drywall down. I would not have even...
Well, and I'm wondering...
Just living with knowing it was under paint would not have been enough for me.
Right? And now, I don't know. I didn't ask them this, but I did think of it later. I'm wondering if this is an unfinished basement. Was it painted right onto the cement walls of the basement?
Oh. Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll have to ask next time you see him, like, say, hey, you know that angel of death in your basement?
About that.
About that angel of death.
I mean, big questions.
We were talking about it on our podcast.
So I'm just out walking my dog, Benji, and I was thinking about your angel of death. about that. So I said, have you totally painted over the whole thing now? And they said, yes. that the whole thing is painted over.
I just don't know that I could live comfortably knowing it was under paint still there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I just think
and
that
I want to know, the other thing is, why? Why is there an angel of death painted on the wall of my basement? Was it some kind of satanic purposes? What was going on in this house to make someone paint?
You know, one of the most fascinating stories in art history to me, and every Halloween I do the most haunted art, you know, lecture in my classes, you know. So we have a scary art day, and there's lots of good scary art.
Because we were talking about that on an episode a while back. You had
and
a good one.
And one of them we talked about was Goya.
Yeah, that's
painting,
the one we talked about.
Kronos eating his son, right? And it's super creepy painting, but he painted it in his dining room.
Ooh, on the wall?
On the wall. So my point in this is, these things happen.
Do they?
Maybe not often, but they do happen. And, you know, who could know? Because everybody in history is like, why did Goya want to paint that on the wall in the dining room, right?
Okay, so like in this scenario, the guy is living in the house with the angel of death painted in the basement. Maybe he did it.
Right, I would think so.
But he's dead. He died in the house. Nobody knows why or who painted it. What was the reason for
it? That's what I mean. Like, there are artists and you question what is going on here. Happens throughout history.
Like, I'm so moved that I'm going to paint it. Because they said the basement's creepy anyway because it's unfinished.
Yeah.
And I could see it. I remember when that house was sitting there empty. I was like, oh, shit. Whoever buys that house. Because my friends wanted it, but they offered.
Well, okay, so did they not see the angel of death?
It's Max. Yeah. Max and Brett. I need to ask them. Did you guys see the angel of death in the basement?
Because if they did not see it, then that angel of death appeared between Max and them looking at it and these other people.
And see, I would text Max right now, but what a weird text to get. Like,
on Thanksgiving Day. Hey, Max.
Hey, Max, just wondering, that house around the corner from me, did there have an angel? Was there an angel of the death?
You think he would have mentioned that.
One would think, right?
Right.
But that was during COVID. So I'm wondering if when he went in, if he saw the whole house. I don't know. I mean, I went all through my house.
Okay,
during COVID.
I think that's the follow-up. Okay. We've got to find out from Max whether that angel of death was in the house when they looked at it prior to these people buying it.
Because these people are not full of shit.
Because
they were telling me the
seriously,
truth.
Seriously, Carol, if Max goes, no, there wasn't an angel of death, I would have noticed that.
Well, okay, then there's another question. So if Max and Brett are like, no, we went in the basement, we didn't, but maybe it might be like around a corner, maybe they didn't go through everything in the basement, then do you go back and tell them, hey, my friends who I told you were thinking about buying that house, they never saw an angel of death.
They said there was no angel of death when they looked at the house.
But do you tell them? Because now they own this house. And they're young and they're just adorable young couple.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have kids yet. That's, you know, they just have a dog. Like,
I could not sleep good at night knowing there was an angel of death underneath the paint.
I don't know. I think that is so creepy.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great story?
Really good.
So
yeah.
Like, that was a plot twist. So they came over to fix my fence, and next thing I know, they got angel of death. They painted over in their house.
I think our house is haunted. Like, we hear people walking, we hear this and that. And then there's the angel of death in the basement.
It's so funny because one of them, I can't remember which one, goes, tell her about the basement. And I'm like, oh, creepy basements, right? Because, you know, I think every basement's creepy.
Yeah, we get them all the time. We hear all kinds of basement stories.
Well, we've got this story today. And this is a story that's super familiar to me. So I don't know if she's written in part of the story before or there was another similar story, but this has an addition to it. So I think it's interesting.
Okay.
So it said, I would like to thank you for providing an outlet for people to tell their stories. Knowing that there is a place where people can tell their stories is a good thing. I do believe in the spirit world. I feel there are things around us at all times. Some can see these things all the time, and some can see things occasionally. I am one who can see things occasionally. I also feel when something is off, and when I have those feelings, I send out a family chat and ask who's having trouble. Sometimes I get answers, sometimes I don't. That's kind of you. That's totally you.
Yeah.
Everybody okay? Mom checking in. My story is from 2019. I work at a college and my job does not require me to meet with students, but I would see students in my hallway. We were getting close to the end of the fall semester, so there was even less of an opportunity to see students. My office is in the student center at the end of a back hallway. The only other door next to my office is the exit door to the parking lot. The hallway has the typical feel of the long horror movie kind of hallway that gets longer and longer as you walk down the hall. I would feel creepy, but I've really not been scared of this office or building. That's interesting, that creepy feeling, but not the scared feeling.
Yeah.
On this particular day, I was the only one working in that office. I had my door closed and the hallway lights were off and it was pretty quiet. I'm just doing my thing and focusing on my work, and then I hear the door open to the hallway and then slam shut. Not abnormal, but this was followed by footsteps down the hall towards the end of the hall. I hear click, 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 click of heels on hardwood floor, on hard floors. These steps started out quietly, but as they got closer to my office, they got louder and louder. This all seemed very normal, except for the next minute or two. I look up to the door, which has one of those old school style windows in the middle of the door, and I see this shadow of a person cross my window going towards the exit door. I'm still not overly concerned because I'm thinking the next thing I should hear is the back door open to the outside. Well, I heard nothing. No door, no light from the door opening, nothing. I'm still looking up at the window and I see this shadow person peek into my window. I see a shadowed face and part of the upper torso. I think this shadow person might have been grinning, although I'm not really sure. I'm still thinking it was a rogue student, so I hopped up, went to check the hallway. I was truly expecting to see a student in the hallway trying to figure out why they did not go back the way they came. I open the door, go out in the hall. There is not one person or thing in the hall. There is no one running, hiding, nothing. As you know, I got creeped out, and I left the hallway for a bit, mostly to get myself together. I spent several minutes at the front of the hallway and peered into the hallway thinking I was going to see something, but nothing ever moved again and nothing ever showed again during that time. I eventually came to grips with the whole situation, but man, I was creeped out. Other creepy things happened over time, like looking down the same hall and seeing a shadow swirl around the hallway and then fly into my office.
Oh.
I don't like that shit. Like, that would scare me.
Really scare me.
I wonder if that scares her. I can tell you, I did not, in caps, want to go to my office that day. I did eventually have a conversation with the air, telling them, I'm okay with you being here, but do not scare me. Totally sounds like something we would do. That seemed to work because all I ever got after that was just creepy feelings, but I did not see anything. In October 2023, I was told I needed to move to another building. I get all moved and I think nothing of it. Well, I think it must have pissed off this shadow person because the next thing I knew, I got a message from the girl that took my desk and she said, come over, I have some questions. She asked me, hey, have you ever had issues with your desk? That would be random, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And can you be more specific?
I would need some details on that.
Doors opening, shutting, what? Drawers? Yeah. Well, no, I haven't, but I did have the visit from this shadow person. She said that they moved my old desk into another office in the hallway, and then they started having problems. She said once they were looking down the hall to the office with the desk, and then lights were flickering on and off, and a few times, watching this switch flip up and down.
Oh my gosh, they saw the switch
flipping. Yeah, it's one thing if the lights are going on and off, right. But seeing, because that would be electrical, and you could go, oh, I'm having a faulty electrical issue, but that doesn't flip the switch.
Right.
So switch flip up and down. Well, hell, she then that's in there. Oh. Well, hell. And I said it like a Southern lady. Don't know why. She then said they would also look down to that office and see a shadow moving around the desk and peeking like it did in my old office. The last thing she said was that one of the ladies was sitting at her desk working. And she said that all of a sudden A gust of wind blew papers off her desk. She said she didn't have a fan on or anything like that, so she couldn't explain the flying papers. Since I felt like I had a rapport with a shadow, I went into their hallway and said, "Hey, I'm sorry they made me move, but please don't scare these ladies." I told the air, that's in quotes, that if you're nice, you can stay here or come to the new building with me. That's brave. That's just being way too kind.
That might be above and beyond. Right? On that one, yeah.
It's like, nah, did you really mean that? Because don't. I can't remember.
What was it? Like, go to the dorms.
Yeah.
You know, those kids, you know, they're up all night.
They can sleep through anything.
Absolutely. You're never going to get to them.
She says, "I'm not sure what made me say that, but I can report that nothing has happened yet in the new office. The girls with the desk have not mentioned any more weird things happening, so I guess that's positive. I have many more events, and as I write them down, I will send them in. Again, thank you for providing an outlet for people needing to tell their stories. Colleen." That is a very interesting story.
Well, there's a lot of college campuses that have spirits.
Right.
And I think it makes sense to me. Just, you know, there's a lot of, you know, emotions, and there's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of really exciting things that happen to you when you go to college. There's just, and so I could see that if something happened, where would you want to go back to?
And I also could see it from the instructor professor standpoint.
Exactly.
Now, I don't see you as someone who's going to go back and haunt the art room. I don't think that's you. But I could see someone, because you're so connected to that job. You love to teach. You love to help others learn. You love whatever chosen field you are teaching.
That's right. And you know? So you see so many professors that are there for their entire, you know, like they're still teaching in their 70s because they just love being there. And it does keep you motivated, young. You're always learning new things. As things change and you're disciplined, then you need to keep up with it. And so, you know, my job always is changing. I'm always adding new things, doing different things, new projects, new this, new that, you know. And so I could see that, where that's where the, you know, the excitement from your life came from.
And maybe
there.
That's why she doesn't feel scared. She just feels creeped out, because it is, I mean, it is scary when you're sitting there and unexpectedly papers start flying, or you see a shadow person, you hear him walking down the hallway, nobody's there. Mm-hmm. That is pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Really creepy. But I think that's interesting that after she left the office, the people are, and then the desk moves and that lady has papers flying off the desk. So could it be the desk belonged to someone? The desk and the shadow person go together.
Could be. Could be.
I don't know. And so that's why the thing didn't follow her, because it's not, number one, I don't want to go out of the building. This is my building. That's my desk. You know, you could see me. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing papers around, getting their attention.
If you worked in some sort of administrative level, you would be at your desk all day long.
Well, here's another story. Thank you for that one, by the way. Here's another story. It says, "I thought I would share my ghost story about my childhood home. My family lived in an old two-story house for most of my childhood. I knew that the old man who lived there before us had passed away. In addition to that, somewhat eerie fact, a door connecting the two downstairs closets was sealed shut and never opened. We begged my parents to open it and let us see what was inside there, but they never did. The sealed doors always made me feel uncomfortable."
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
This is like the angel of death.
Like, there is absolutely zero way I live in a house and not know what's behind the door. Like, that's like, let's make a deal, but you never know what was behind door number three. Like,
right.
What did I miss out on?
And I'm assuming in a house that has a sealed door, behind door number three is a dead body.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to assume.
There's absolutely a dead body in that house. And you know what? Before I unseal it, I'm bringing the police. And I'm saying, I want you to stand here while we open this door. Just in case. Right?
And then it's going to be like that Geraldo Rivera thing where the tomb of... He opened something live on Fox TV.
He did the Al Capone thing.
Yeah, it was Al Capone. And they open this thing and they make this big deal about it for weeks in advance. It's like, we're going to open it live on TV. And they open and there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing in there.
I think they did that with the Sphinx too.
But that said, a sealed door in a house, there's a reason they sealed that door.
Yeah.
So it could have been they sealed it because of paranormal activity, that somebody's like, oh my God, it's coming out of here. Or it's the dead
body. They don't
body.
Want the kids running in and out of there. Could be something simple, but I'm just saying.
It's a dead body.
Yeah.
When we were younger, some disturbing things happened to my brother and me. Probably due to the ghost of the dead body.
That's in the closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One time we were up late chatting and the lamp on our nightstand suddenly clicked off. My brother freaked out and ran into his room. The next morning I checked and the light was working fine. I couldn't explain how it turned off by itself. Also, on a separate occasion, we heard what sounded like someone knocking on the upstairs window outside my room.
Oh, so dear. Upstairs knocking. Outside. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a tree limb hitting it, but when I went to investigate, I saw that the pine trees in front of our house were just too far away from the window to reach it. One October, we were listening to the radio and the song I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers came on. Remember that? I'm gonna be the one. It's like that gave you nothing. Because it's funny, because it goes on, it says, during the chorus where the singers are going da 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 da, the music suddenly stopped. Okay, you don't remember this song?
I don't.
Okay, I'm gonna
find it. And I'm usually pretty good with old music, but this one has got me. I bet the second you put it on, I would go, oh, sure, yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Wait. And this is like a one-hit wonder. I would walk 500 miles. Remember this one? I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. You don't remember this? I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. Here. I would walk 500 miles and I... This is nothing.
Nothing.
You're getting nothing from this.
I got nothing.
You were having children?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, then just a sec. Simon? Oh. Okay, we got to move ahead to get to the da-da-da part.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You still got nothing.
I got nothing, but that's okay. You know, like...
There's some spooky music for you. So that's the song that she's talking about. So what I love about this story is that when she says, we were listening to radio, the song I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers came on, which we just got a little sample of, during the chorus where the singers are going, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, the music suddenly stopped and an unearthly moan issued forth from the speakers. Then the music resumed to finish off. We freaked out, ran downstairs to my parents, but they didn't believe us. We will never know if it was something the radio station was doing for Halloween or not, but nothing was mentioned about it on the radio afterward, and it was the only time we ever experienced such a thing. Okay, so I'm going to say right here, that was not paranormal, that was me. Like, that is the kind of shit I used to do on the radio, and Tony Bruschi in particular. So I more than once did, like, on Halloween, around that time, I would do weird things like that, and then you just wouldn't address it. Be like, what? You would play, like, over top of a music, and just, like, a Toby Keith song, because I did country radio. So it would be
Well, sure.
So I'm just telling you, that is not paranormal. I think it was somebody just messing and having fun on the radio. And they did that knowing that somebody would react just the way they did, which I love that story. So let's rule that one out as paranormal. I don't think the Proclaimers, the one-hit wonder Proclaimers, had anything to do with that.
I don't think I'm going to add it to a playlist. I just wasn't that into it.
I can't believe you never heard it. The creepiest thing that ever happened involved something that I witnessed one night. I had to use the restroom. The bathroom was down at the other end of the hallway. It was very creepy at night with all of the lights out. The bottom of the stairwell was especially scary as it seemed to look darker than the rest of the house at night. That night, I walked across the hallway to use the restroom. I happened to glance down at the bottom of the stairs. I saw a white apparition that looked like a hand waving and moving around at the bottom of the stairs. I ran as quickly as I could to the restroom. I didn't dare look when I returned to my room. I was too afraid to tell any of my family about what I had seen. One night, a few years later, my brother and I were sitting around watching Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious Universe. Does that ring bells to you? I'm not familiar with that.
I don't remember that, but I do remember Arthur C. Clarke.
Kid show?
No, he wrote 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I don't know, nothing. I got nothing. Show. Arthur C. Clarke.
I guess.
It sounds like an adorable cartoon mouse or something. It does. It happened to be an episode where they were examining ghostly images caught on camera. During a commercial break, my brother told me that one night he had to go to the restroom, and when he looked down at the bottom of the stairwell, you know what he saw? A hand waving. As he told me this, I could feel the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Like I said, I hadn't told anyone what I had witnessed before then. I hope you enjoyed my story. I have another one. I might share it a later time. I would be interested to hear what you think. Thank you, Lori.
Mm.
So I think the one paranormal story about the radio is not paranormal at all. The others, oh, hell yeah. I think you lived in a creepy house.
I do too.
And the hand waving thing reminds me of, and we've shared this story before, when we were moving out of the haunted house, that we didn't talk about it for years because I remember just seeing a hand pull a curtain to the side. I didn't say anything. Nobody said anything. And nobody ever mentioned it until years later. And then everybody was like, oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. Because we all turned around to look one last time at that creepy house that had, you know, haunted us for years.
When I saw that, read that, I was like, I get that because it's so traumatizing, really. She just going to the bathroom and sees a hand waving. And then her brother years later said, then I was going to the bathroom one night, I saw a hand waving. I'm going with super haunted house.
Super haunted house.
So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Dun, 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 dun. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.